Scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, enemies of truth. Hear the words of Jesus. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in. Matthew 23:13. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make a long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Matthew 23:14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Matthew 23:15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have to have done and not to leave the other undone. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within are full of extortion and excess. Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. Matthew 23:29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Luke 11:44. Why do you suppose the scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites were lumped together in these very harsh criticisms by our Lord? There must have been some common mindset or agenda. What was it? Let's take a look at each of the charges Jesus levied against them. They shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. They devoured widows' houses. They made long prayers. They made their proselytes twofold more the children of hell than they were themselves. They omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. They were full of extortion and excess. They're like whited sepulchres. They were full of dead men's bones and of all kinds of uncleanness. They build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. They're like graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. These all add up to the fact that scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites were carnal-minded people who, though disconnected from God, made pretense to represent God for the purpose of gaining wealth and power over the people. Now, we don't have a lot of folks in our country today that are overtly religious in their calling, in their profession. But when you start defining good and evil, when you start defining right and wrong, you have entered into the religious realm. In Jesus' time, the scribe was an authority on the scriptures, being a copier of them. They were experts at law and so were able to affect legal documents for the people. The Pharisee was overtly religious in appearance, and they were Mosaic fundamentalists. The hypocrites were people who profaned the things of God by operating in them for ungodly purposes. Jesus began each of these criticisms with the word, woe, which means ruinous trouble, calamity, and affliction. Actually, Jesus was pronouncing judgment upon them. The scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites worked together to promote and ensure the continuation of the system. Do we have a group of people today from various professions who support a system which is contrary to the kingdom of God? How about the political tyrants, the media tyrants, the tech tyrants? They are the modern-day equivalent of scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, whose only goal is to preserve the system by which they mislead the people and take advantage of. Political tyrants have redefined good and evil. The media tyrants have promoted these new definitions. The tech tyrants have enforced the new definition. The scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites of Jesus' day were fascists, whose system Jesus came to undermine. Remember, he came saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The people of his day were brainwashed by the scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. They had to change their minds, their thinking, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Today, whole generations of people have been brainwashed by the political tyrants, the media tyrants, and the tech tyrants. If there is a revival, we will have to come against these children of Satan. The gospel truth is how we attack them. We must be bold as Jesus was. We must speak as Jesus spoke. And we will need the power of His Holy Spirit to do so. And just as Jesus was persecuted and eventually murdered by them, we must be willing to love not our lives unto death. We will then overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We will be victorious one way or the other.